This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Do tell, what's on your mind? Probably the fog in front of your nose, right? Yeah, there's some of that out there. Eastern North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota. Visibility reduced, expected to lift by 11 a.m. Can you believe we had another winter weather event? I'm done counting them right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm done. It's just unbelievable to me. Anyway, welcome to the program. We call What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. We spend a little time Mondays focusing on the state legislature. I'm not in Bismarck today. I will be later today, actually, but I'm not there today. I headed for Arizona later today and looking forward to broadcasting tomorrow through Friday, a momentous event for a North Dakota company, Fisher Industries out of Dickinson, going to be doing a demonstration for the Department of Homeland Security. They've allowed us to be part of that demonstration so we can report on it for you and talk about this new wall. The president's budget is out today, and the president has outlined a pretty aggressive increase in the amount of funding for the wall. I forget the amount of total wall. Is it like 700 miles that buys? Did you see that, Kevin?
I think so, yeah. $8.6
billion. $8.6 billion, and I think 700-some miles.
Well, yep.
So this is a very important trip. It's a very important trip for our national security. There's no doubt about it. It's You Mary Monday today. We love our conversations with you, Mary, and because Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter are in Fargo. We're at the Fargo Studios today. They'll visit with us in studio about some of the many great things that are happening at the University of Mary. I had a chance to hear Monsignor Shea speak last night at our church, St. Sands and Joachim. He's doing they call him a parish mission. I don't know why they call it that, but it's a talk, basically. It's just somebody, in this case, somebody we adore in Monsignor Shea, talking a little about some things over the Lenten season, just to help you think a little bit about them and get you going. So it was wonderful, wonderful event. Talking about Mary. So first of three nights that he'll be there. I posted about it on my Facebook page. So he and Jerome Richter will be here, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the great things happening at the University of Mary. Their Vision 2030 campaign is really coming to life in a lot of ways. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that exactly means. So all that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind Today. But let's start talking a little bit about the state legislature. Is there anything in particular that you're watching for, you're waiting for, you want? I mean, you know, we're into the second half now, and this is where things start cranking. And, you know, I have to say that the legislature in North Dakota, in my mind, doesn't get enough credit for the good work it does in riding alongside the governor, whether it be Dalrymple before or Hovind before that or Schaefer before that. We're really, this incredible run started. Remember when Ronald Reagan took office in 1980 and just transformed the landscape of America economically and in so many other ways, peace through strength? And you really saw the results of it. You know, remember the balanced budget that came in 1994? Ronald Reagan owned a lot of that because he set that on the course. Now, some people say, well, yeah, he raised taxes. He did, unfortunately. He cut taxes. And revenue to the Treasury doubled, and the economy grew, and then Democrats, like they always do, said, let's spend more money. Gimme, 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 gimme. They love your money, folks. Oh, they have an insatiable appetite for your money. They can't get enough. But there was enough to go around, so he allowed a little hike in taxes. But really, the economy that Clinton claims credit for was really Reagan's economy. Well, much of the economy we've had the last a decade or so, the foundation was laid by Ed Schaefer and his administration. And I don't know that we've seen someone as fiscally conservative as Ed Schaefer since. You know, there's been good governors in John Hovind and Jack Dalrymple, really good governors, smart governors, but they had such a bounty they could spend. And I do worry that we've gotten into a cycle where we spend too much. We really do. Now, we're able to say, boy, aren't we great because we do these tax cuts. Absolutely. But the money is there to do those. So those are almost no-brainers. And there's one particular situation I'm a little worried about. We're going to talk about at the bottom of the hour. Jody Smith is the North Dakota Land Commissioner. She would be in charge of the Common Schools Trust Fund. And there is a constitutional provision for that fund. It's a constitutional fund set up by the Constitution where dollars come into that. And they found out recently that there were no extraction tax dollars going into that from drilling on Native American lands. It was a mistake, okay? It was somebody, I would assume, somebody made a mistake. Now, at some point, I guess Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, who would be responsible for the error, started asking, you know, the auditor and others, you know, are we doing it right? And they said, well, you need legislative approval on that. And they never did go get legislative approval. It's sort of those things where they discovered this and said, you know, let's just ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And that came 11 years later. And now $200 million has been misappropriated as a result. And the legislature has such an insatiable appetite to spend that money that what they're talking about doing, according to a James McPherson article, and there'll be a hearing on this Wednesday, but what they're talking about doing is fixing it going forward, but not making the fund whole. And this is what I think turns majorities into minorities. This worries me when we do things like this. And look, again, I say in all honesty, the Republican majority in the House and the Senate, Republican governors own a good share of our economy and a good share of our fiscal soundness and the fact that government provides for a business-friendly environment, and they go out and they're juggernauts, and the dollars come in. Republicans deserve that, okay? They do. But sometimes you have to talk truth to power. Sometimes somebody within the Republican ranks has to say, time out. Are we spending too much money? Yes, we got a bounty. We're coming off a little bit of a rough patch, but bouncing back, and already we want to spend. So, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it like this. If I was, just say I'm, you know, Joe Schmo property tax payer, right? And the county, obviously, I find out has been taking my money in property taxes. And they tell me, you know, we discovered this. We're going to fix it going forward. I'm going to say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. What about what was supposed to come to me each year for the last 11? No, thank you very much. That's literally what they're contemplating. If you read Senate Bill 2362, that's what it's going to do. And all of this has been a chatter at the Capitol since February. And it's just gone public by James McPherson's report, and I can't even believe, other than some Democrats who are just annoying, that they're unfortunately just like a gnat. They're so insignificant. And that sometimes is dangerous, too, because when you don't have a good, robust competitor, you kind of just do things. So we've got to, in my mind, take a good, hard look at all this. So that's my thoughts on that. I want to talk also about Ruth Buffalo, another situation out of the legislature. We talked a little bit about it last week. She is a Native American legislator from District 27, Fargo. And I happen to think the fact that she is Native American and the first legislative member that is Native American is great. It's wonderful. It's the best thing about Ruth Buffalo. It's a fabulous story. That having been said, when you get on social media and suggest a friend of yours or, you know, NDSU alum, fellow alum or whatever they are, whatever the connection, that, you know, hey, she shouldn't be condemned when she blatantly spews hate speech. Speaking now about Representative Omar and the Jewish people, there's something really wrong with that. Ruth Buffalo is erring in that. Yet she now has turned herself into the victim because, there are threats against me. Well, the threats were incredible. Even had the police go to somebody's house, say, are you threatening her, and found out it's not a credible threat at all. So this story needs some more light today, and I believe that I'm not saying she can't say this. I'm saying what she said deserves scrutiny when it's a member of the legislative body for both the Democratic and the Republican leadership, in my mind. Karen and Fargo, let's get you in here on these. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, I've always been pro-Israel, and I, in the 20th century, was pro-Muslim. But, of course, with these radical terrorist groups killing so many people and the other things they do, I'm not very pro-Muslim anymore. But I think a resolution that says don't speak against either Jewish or Muslim is good.
All right, Karen, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Texter says, Representative Buffalo of Fargo and Omar of Minnesota are outright racist. There's no other way to describe their bigotry. And somebody else tells me Ruth Buffalo is not the first Native American legislator elected. She's not even the first female Native American legislator elected. That would be a Dawn Charging, a Republican. Okay, good. But anyway, I'm saying the fact she's there is wonderful. That's not
welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Haggart of Emerado. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkoff paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit ndsoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey friends, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of Solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 locally. Text us. Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. I'm going to say that one more time just so it sinks in. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to what? Worldwide economic stability. Producers, communities work together and secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. It's pretty amazing. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Toll-free telephone number 800-22-80550. Weigh in on the program today. Lots of texts coming in. Anything on your mind, just lay it on me, folks, today. Whatever you want to talk about, okay? If you research Justice Democrats, it becomes clearer on why some of these freshman Democrats are so out there. They were casted to be fronts. I think that person is talking about Representative Omar. And I understand a few others. Do you remember an interview I did with a guy by the name of Pastor Ramin, who was at the Mall of America minding his own business? A couple of young Muslim women sit down next to him. I should be able to talk again soon. And have a conversation, and they ask him, they approach him, right? They start talking to him and say, I don't, it's just small talk, right? It was a pleasant conversation. There was nothing bad about it at all. They ask him about something about Allah or, you know, the Quran or something, because they thought they were talking to a fellow Muslim. And he said, well, I'm actually Christian. Do you remember that conversation? And then he got arrested. So he goes on his way from that spot in the park, or Mall of America, walking somewhere, and later the police find him, arrest him, and charge him. He was in court Thursday, and ultimately exonerated of all charges. He's done. No more criminal charges. Pleaded not guilty. It's all over. Resolved the criminal case. City is not going to prosecute any further. City's out of it. Mall of America still needs to be addressed. But do you remember that conversation? Bueller, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin's nodding his head.
Absolutely, I remember it.
Okay. Well, he is raising some flags about Representative Omar. Which I think is rather interesting. We've got to get him back on the program. I shared one of his posts this weekend and the concerns he's raising about her. He said she ran away from war-torn Somalia, which was destroyed by the Islamists, was a refugee in Kenya for 4 years, brought to the U.S. by the help of the Lutheran Church. I haven't heard a word from her criticizing those Islamists who tore Somalia apart, but she constantly attacks America, who gave refuge to her and her family and allowed her to become a representative, something she couldn't dream of in millions of years in Somalia, and accuses Americans of Islamophobia and attacks Israel. If the church stops importing Islamists like her, care more for persecuted Christians in Somalia and other places, and stops supporting illegal migrant caravans, America would be a better place. She's a dangerous woman. Wake up, America. Wow. Let's go to Bob in Bowdoin, North Dakota. You're on What's on Your Mind, Bob. Go ahead.
I don't know if you know that Ruth Buffalo, the only member of representatives to identify a real meat debate.
We have a terrible connection with you there, Bob. I don't know if you could poke your head out the sunroof there. Get a little better signal, but anything you can do, it would be a little chilly, I agree. But, you know, We'd be able to hear him. Just saying.
Well, until he freezes to death.
Bob, are you there? Can you hear us, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, try again.
Buffalo was the only member of the North Dakota House of Representatives that voted against the bills to identify real meat as real meat and fake meat as fake meat.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, there was an article. Well, you can look up the voting record, but this needs to be talked about.
Why do you think she would have done that?
I don't know. She doesn't represent me, but I would think the people that she does represent need to question her motives.
Interesting, Bob. Thanks for the call. My Facebook page over the weekend, somebody said, stop blaming Ruth Buffalo on District 27. Not all of us voted for her. Well, a majority did, and Fargo is a real problem, folks. Fargo's a real problem, and I think there's two things that have to happen. One, the Republican Party has to wake up. Republican Party needs to get better organized. Republican Party is whistling past the graveyard when it comes to some of these districts in the Valley. And Ruth Buffalo's one prime example. Now, I realize not everybody in District 27 voted for her, but enough did that she's there. And again, she votes against our ranchers with that basic common sense? What in the world? She hasn't blocked me on Facebook yet. Maybe I could invite her on to explain that one. I won't bring up the whole Representative O'Martha. Texter says, how long should we, the United States, continue paying reparations to the Native Americans? How long should we, the United States, continue paying reparations to the Native Americans? What do you mean by that, Texter? How are we paying reparations to the Native Americans? In the way the government provides for them? I actually think Native Americans should sue the federal government and say, don't ever send us any more benefits, money, anything ever again. Please let us out of everything that ever exists from the past, because look at the conditions your quote-unquote help have given us. Socialism times 10. Communism times 10 in the conditions. Look at the health care. Look at the poverty. Look at the drug use. Look at the... It's tragic. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Did I finish on Fargo and the work necessary? I don't know if I did. Somebody just texted, finish your story. If I got a text for every time I didn't finish a story, that's all the kind of text I'd get, I guess. I think I was just saying Republicans have blown it, and Democrats don't get held accountable for who they send and their votes. It's a problem. You got to deal with it. No doubt about it. They canceled Ag Day in Morton County. I can't believe it. We'll tell you about that next and more coming up. We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in, check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department has just reported that retail sales rose 0.2% in January, a pleasant surprise for retail analysts who'd forecast
a 0.1% decline. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke to crowds at the South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren talking about her concerns about big tech companies.
That the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, it either gets bought up when it shows its worth and before it can actually grow into something that's really strong and valuable, or it just gets wiped out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Texter clarified here on the reparations. They get free medical, free phones, allowed to build casinos only because they are Native American. At what point do we stop paying them? That's what he meant by reparations. Reparations, rather. All right. Let's get a call in here before we have our next guest on What's on Your Mind. Chris in Laverne. What's on your mind?
Well, the school slush fund misappropriations money, you know, that's really concerning to me. But also, you got to wonder at what point are we going to quit bragging about how rich we are as a state and then put our money where our mouth is and actually reflect that to our teachers. You know, right now, I have worked the last 2 years as a grain laborer at an elevator and for farmers. And that takes no education, not much skill. Most of them are paid through illegal immigrants or from even legal immigrants that are from South Africa. Basically, if you can read, write, or walk, or drive a piece of machinery or a piece of equipment, it can be taught anything. You can easily make $50,000 a year. And our teachers who are educated and responsible for our young people are paid, you know, maybe $36,000 starting out, sometimes $32,000, even less. My mom worked in Hannaford for many years, and she only made $18,000, $19,000 a year, yet we brag how rich we are as a state. I mean, when is it going to reflect in our teachers' pay?
Interesting question, Chris. I appreciate the call and the connection to the trust fund on that front, I guess, is one I'll say for our next guest.
Well, it's just our state. Our state is continually cheating teachers and our education system out of money.
Well, I understand that as it pertains to this misappropriation of the funds, but how do you say that otherwise? I mean, not making the decision to pay them more isn't necessarily cheating. It is, you know, willing seller, willing buyer, right? Okay, you know, contracts are negotiated with teachers' unions and the administration, and they decide on a salary. You know,
right, but everybody's problem with, if you look at teachers that are actually in the teaching sector, how long do they last? It's a huge problem. They only last like 3 years, and then they go get a job where they can actually make a living. And there's a huge shortage of new teachers coming in because there isn't people coming in because it's what they're being compensated isn't worth it.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is it's a topic for another day, but I'm not well-versed enough in the facts that you're suggesting to be able to opine on it. I think, You know, I mean, everybody wants to be paid more. Teachers are darn important. There's no question about it. You know, they are very well compensated as far as benefits are concerned, better than I think the vast majority of the private sector. But their salaries for the months they work and the benefits, is it enough? Is it fair when they have a precious resource like our children to ultimately turn out? I guess that's what I'm saying. We'll get to it another day. MyPillow is one of our fine sponsors here on the program. And MyPillow now has not only the best pillow, not only the best mattress topper, not only the best mattress pet pillow that Todd and I use for our precious little cute puppies like Hudson and Herbie. And
well, they get territorial on the, but you know, when pets all have the same territorial thing about a My Pet Pillow, then it must be good.
Exactly. Michael Lindell has given us a chance to also tell you about the sheets and the same great deal we did recently on the mattress topper we're doing on the sheets. That is 30% off plus free shipping. 30% off plus free shipping and a great color selection to choose from. These are the Giza Dream Sheets. So it's Giza cotton. They had to go like thousands of miles to find the best cotton grown in the Mediterranean. It's Giza Dream Sheets. Call them at 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Our next guest is the Land Commissioner, Jody Smith. Help us sort out this story that has not received the attention it should have in the media. I don't know why. It is a complicated topic, but if I can figure it out, anybody can figure it out. Jody Smith, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
So as best you can, sort of the fifth grade level explanation, that'll help me. On what the problem is here, what have we discovered in the way of a shortage into these constitutionally mandated funds?
Well, essentially, what our department has discovered over the past month is that the Common Schools Trust Fund, the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, and the Water Resources Trust Fund have not been receiving extraction taxes off of the Fort Berthold Reservation, and so on. The state as a whole, those buckets have been receiving 10% for common schools, 10% for foundation aid, and then the appropriately allocated amount for the Water Resources Trust Fund. But when you get onto the reservation, we apply those taxes a little bit differently. And on the state's portion, those funds have been going into the legacy fund at 30%, as is mandated through the Constitution. And then when you get to the other 70%, that's been trickling into a bucket that we can just kind of call the general fund. And that, I'll leave it at that because that goes beyond the fifth grade level when you really want to start understanding the tax buckets of the state. And so we've kind of brought it to the attention of the land board and to some of our legislators, and we're just requesting that those buckets be made whole and a fix be put into statute so that going forward, those buckets are being filled off those extraction taxes and kind of moving back then we do something to make those buckets whole.
And this is specifically the Common Schools Trust Fund, the Foundation Aid, and the Resource Trust Fund.
Correct.
Two of which you are in charge of as Land Commissioner, right?
One of which I'm in charge of, and that's the Common Schools Trust Fund. We're just very tightly aligned with the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund because we're listed one right after the other in the North Dakota Constitution.
So we are not taking constitutional allocations out of the state share of the extraction tax on the MHA Nation. That's the problem, right?
Correct.
Now, by the way, the Legacy Fund, 30% from the state share of the extraction tax on MHA goes into the legacy fund. So we're doing it
Correct.
There, but zero is taken out for the constitutional funds, Common Schools Trust Fund, Foundation Aid, 10% there, and the Resource Trust Fund, 20. So why are we not?
You know, I'm probably not the best person to ask that question to. My understanding is there's some ambiguous language in the statute that needs to be clarified. And so we were just the ones that kind of found an error in the way, and we're just asking that a legislative fix be put in place. It's a significant impact on the state of North Dakota and for our school children. For us, for the Common Schools Trust Fund, it's just under $63 million. And if you add on that compounding interest, because our fund is a permanent trust fund, essentially it acts as an endowment for all the school children in the state of North Dakota, that's about $12 million more. And you can tack on another $63 million for that Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. And so those funds from the foundation, the Aid Stabilization Fund, are a little bit more cash in and cash out, so they don't accrue the interest like we do. But it does have an impact on the schools and the children across the state of North Dakota.
So a quick math says $60 million common schools, $60 million foundation aid stabilization, $120 million resource trust funds. You're talking $240 million here.
Correct.
All right. Now, and again, this is from the state share of the extraction tax on the MHA. 11 years since those funds have gone in there, right? So this is an 11-year-old problem that was unearthed in your work.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and there are proposals, I understand, in Senate Bill 2362 that would say, all right, let's fix it going forward. So sorry about the $60 million common schools. Sorry about the $60 million foundation aid stabilization. Sorry about the $120 million resource trust fund. We'll take care of you going forward, never mind what you've been outed. Am I right?
That's my interpretation as they have it drafted today. We'll be going in front of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee at 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And my board, I have a board meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock where they will direct me whether or not we accept this amendment to the statute or whether or not we ask for those buckets to be refilled.
Yeah, I liken this to if I'm just, a taxpayer and, I find out that the county has been shorting me or overcharging me the last 11 years, and then they tell me, okay, we'll fix it going forward. I'm going to say, no, thank you. I want that money now. I want that money now. Now, the reason in my mind they wouldn't do it that way is because they want to spend the money. They don't want to have to say, ooh, ouch, here goes $240 million to make those funds whole. Now, as you heard Governor Burgum tell us recently, yes, we got to get to the bottom of what happened here, get the facts.
Right.
But if we do, these funds need to be made whole. So the governor's in one
right.
position, and the Republicans seem to be going another, and very few media are paying attention to this. This has been bouncing around the Capitol since February, and now I think everybody's hoping it'll just go away, and they can, make this change without taking any dollars to make the funds whole, which, in my mind, would not be a good idea. What would the consequence be of your fund, let's just do your fund, of not having that $60 million? I would imagine there's compounding interest, so it's more than $60 million. But what is
right.
What is the impact? What will happen as a result?
Well, the impact is there's an effect on how we are able to pay for the kids to go to school in the state of North Dakota in perpetuity. So it's not just, our kids that are in the school buildings today, right now, going to school. It's those kids for generations to come. We've been a department here for 130 years. Our job is to protect the assets for the state of North Dakota. And in particular, most of our funds, over $4 billion, goes to the Common Schools Trust Fund, which pays for K through 12 public education in the state of North Dakota. And we don't pay for all of it, but this next biennium, I believe we pay about 14% per pupil to go to school. And my understanding from speaking to some of the legislators is that those kids have always been taken care of. The funds have always been there for the kids to go to school. It's just the funds are going to have to come from another bucket, because if I don't have as much money as I could have had in my bucket, those funds come from somewhere else in the state. So it does kind of have a lot of direct impact across the state. And I want to go back to another point that you made of, an ouch factor. There is an ouch factor here, but one of the things I've been talking to some of the legislators about is it's not our expectation that any important need, infrastructural need within the state goes unmet in this next biennium. The board has been open to finding a resolution, and in that resolution, there can be a negotiation. One of the potential solutions that was put forth by one of our legislators, actually, was that instead of us receiving 10%, we receive 15%, and so those buckets are made whole. And that wouldn't have a significant impact on the projects that are needed across the state, and it wouldn't require us finding over $240 million in this next biennium budget to make these budgets whole or these buckets whole, but it would allow this to happen over time so that we kind of recognize a wrong, we go back, we fix it. But we're really open to a lot of different solutions that can come to the table and help us with this issue.
Yeah, and by the way, some people say, you got a lot of money. And obviously there's a lot of money in that fund, right? There is. There's no doubt about
correct.
It. $60 million is small compared to the size of the fund, but that's sort of a I don't know, a different argument to me, because to me, right is right and wrong is wrong. And if it was due those funds, why did it happen?
Right.
Why did somebody read an email wrong? Why did it, why didn't it get fixed long ago? Hang on, Jody, we'll continue. By the way, they are canceling Martin County Farm Bureau Ag Day tomorrow. Too much snow, nowhere for anybody to park. More
coming. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. Comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. I guess I'll have a two-week report card on something new that I'll be driving. I found out that you can get a long, long test drive of something if you wreck the one you have. Those darn parking ramps, I'll tell you what. But
did the parking ramp win?
It absolutely did win.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Concrete versus steel. Paper, rock, scissors. Anyway, check out the latest at SchwannBuickGMC.com or stop by the Strip.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind as well. And you know that's a great place to work. Great pay, team environment, benefits. Check out the jobs they have available at HighPlainsApache.com. And if you're in the market for a sprayer and you want this year to just be, you got to just crush it. You have no room for error. Well, go with the quality, affordable, simple, dependable, supported by their incredible service 24/7 and lighter Apache sprayer, and things will be better. Competitive sprayer models are 10 to 15,000 pounds heavier. They're stuck in the field. They can't get in the field. Not High Plains Apache. Check them out at HighPlainsApache.com. Continuing our story with Jody Smith. Jody is the land commissioner in North Dakota. We're talking about a story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. And I am talking about it because I'm concerned about where fiscal conservatism is these days. And I think that I worry most about, with the bounty we have from energy, the bounty we have from ag, that we have a tendency more and more and more to spend it. I mean, Republicans are not supposed to be tax and spenders. Republicans are supposed to be fiscally restrained. And I am concerned that there is a growing lack of fiscal constraint. Prairie Dog Bill is a fine example. Handing out money to people that haven't even asked for it. Every city, county, and township is getting money from Prairie Dog. Now, there's people in that group that need it and need it badly and should get it from these funds, but we're sort of sprinkling it everywhere so everybody will be for it and we don't have to fight a battle. And I think the same thing is true here when we say, I don't want to have to, you know, put that back into a fund that I really don't like. So, therefore, we'll just start new going forward and do it the right way. It's wrong. There was a letter to the editor in the Bismarck Tribune this weekend from a former superintendent that I thought really said it well. Okay? And it's simply to say, look, you got a mistake here. You know, State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt has a responsibility to ensure that the money flowing into North Dakota is going to the right funds. For the past decade, they have not. And public schools have been shortchanged by $120 million. Now, he's turning into a political issue against her. I'm not here to, you know, play that game. I just think let's deal with the facts. Let's deal with the facts as we know them. Jody Smith, Land Commissioner, joining us for a few more minutes on the best way going forward. And I believe the best way going forward is to say, again, I wouldn't accept somebody saying, well, I'll pay you what I'm supposed to be paying you and a little bit more going forward. I said, what you owe, put back in there. And you get the money due the fund that you manage, Jody, and the other funds do as well, and I get a little assurance that we have less spending, right? That these things are going into their constitutional funds. What are these funds used for?
So the Common Schools Trust Fund is put towards the foundation aid payment that goes out for the per pupil payment. So every year, there's a payment that's kind of set on the head of each child that's in our public school system. And the state pays a significant portion of that, and so the local municipalities needing to do that. Our Common Schools Trust Fund helps kind of alleviate the state portions of that share. And we do a great job of it. We are going to be releasing, you know, over $1,000 per pupil this next biennium, so it's close to $400 million per $400 million, I apologize, for the biennium. And this is a significant impact for the state, just our ability to help. I think I was telling you earlier, you know, in Minnesota, it's about $35 per pupil. And in South Dakota, it's about $75 per pupil. So our ability to kind of offset what that cost and expenses for the state is really important to some of those other funds and those other buckets and the other projects that we're able to do across the state. As far as the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, you know, you probably want to speak with Kirsten Basler, our state superintendent, a little bit more on that. And what that would mean to them. I know for the Water Resources Trust Fund, I've had some conversations with some individuals and a state engineer on that. Some of the projects, you know, that have been done or maybe were funded through other buckets were made whole. And again, that's another conversation for them. But for our bucket, it's in perpetuity. I have my staff running right now what the difference in the distribution rate would have been up to date. and what it will mean in the future because of that compound of interest, which is $100 today, could be $500, you know, 50 years from now. And so that's what's really important to us, is that we just continue to feed this bucket for generations to come. And people do say, hey, you have a lot of money in that bucket, but we do, and it's important. It's an important factor for the state. I mean, we're here to support the kids going to school. That's one of our primary things that we do here in our department. So.
Well, somebody earlier said, you know, teachers should be paid more when we started talking about, you know, the funds there.
Right.
Really, what you're telling me is that North Dakota schools are in a better position than our neighbors because of that fund. Why aren't the teachers paid more out of it? Could that not offset paying teachers more?
That's a question above my pay grade. I don't really get involved in some of those committees and hearings, and I don't understand the formulas on how those teachers are getting paid. I apologize.
But no, that's all right. But
I'm sure there's a legislator out there who'd love to answer that question for you.
Yeah. So. I would also say legislators are probably going to say, you know, school boards ought to decide that district by district. But I guess, somebody asked just because of the amount of money in this fund. Well, you have educated us well on the ins and outs of this. I hope they move it from one pocket to another and make it right.
Thank
we have
you.
The cash to do it. Thank you, Jody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.